Lord, may these words of my mouth and these meditations of our heart be acceptable to you. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. We're talking about be our guest. Hospitality being, along with worship, a way of re-edening the earth. And you know, when Jim brought up I'd already entitled this series of talks, Be Our Guest, and then in Jim's presidential address, I probably should have asked him for a preview, but when I heard this phrase, re-edening the earth, I was really tempted to change the title of the series of talks. However, I just loved the artwork from from Disney there. And so I'm going to stick with Be Our Guest, but we're going to be touching on the re-edening concept as we go through the rest of our days together. I want to start this morning with a quote from G.K. Chesterton. And Chesterton, I find so much to love in Chesterton, so much. I identify with him in some of his struggles, a number of his struggles. I am just in awe of so much that I read from him, his heart, his soul. And he says this about hospitality. All true friendliness begins with fire and wood and drink and the recognition of rain or frost. And in this particular case, it was the recognition of the heat of the day in the passage we just heard. But the elements. Each human soul has, in a sense, to enact for itself the gigantic humility of the incarnation. Every man must descend into the flesh to meet mankind. And please forgive him the gender-specific language of his era. Here, every human must descend into humankind, descend into the flesh to meet humankind. I really think that he gets it. And in this story that we just heard, which has captivated me for decades, we see hospitality flowing two different ways. Here is an icon that reminds us a lot of the Rublev icon. I don't know enough about art history to know if it's derivative or if there were just so many icons being painted in this era of this particular motif. But it comes from the Athenite monastery at Vatopedi. It's from the late Byzantine era, which is between 1204 and 1453. So I think it's roughly around the same time as Rublev painted. But I just love the fact that we not only have the three visitors, but we also have Abraham and Sarah in this one. And I love the fact that there's food on the table. There is hospitality being shown. It was hot. They were invited to come wash their tired, dusty feet, and water was brought to cool them, to refresh them. Food and drink was brought. And so there's this wonderful showing of hospitality to these visitors. But then also we see the unique situation of the visitors beginning to be very hospitable towards Abraham and Sarah in dramatic ways. Talk about the ultimate hostess gift. My bride is really good about, if we're going to visit someone, she starts thinking ahead of time, what can I take to leave for our hosts that would bless them? And she loves to leave it in the room where we've been staying, so they find it after we've left. Hostess gifts are a huge, huge thing in her mind. And you can see how that blesses people. And we'll see this later as we follow into the New Testament and with Jesus. You don't have to be, it doesn't have to happen on your property, in your domain, for you to be hospitable. It doesn't have to be at your, with me it's 417 Hope Avenue. I don't have to receive you at 417 Hope Avenue. It's not only there that I can be hospitable to you. to help re-Eden your life, to help cool your feet, to refresh you with some food and drink, a kind word, a smile. And that's what the visitors do. All of a sudden, they respond to this gracious hospitality of Abraham and Sarah by giving them this incredible promise. And I know you want to talk about Sarah, we want to talk about Sarah's laughter, but let's save that for dessert. And thank you for that laugh. That was just the greatest gift. I do love the gift of laughter. I'm so thankful I grew up in a home where laughter was like ringing all the time. But laughter, yeah, we'll get back there. But in this exchange, I can't help but go back to all the other parts of the promises, the different promises made to Abraham. Your descendants are going to be as numerous as the stars in the heavens. As numerous as, who can count those? Nobody can. And they tell us it's still expanding. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Oh, if you could be in Texas in the hill country on a clear night and watch the stars. I remember doing that at a band camp when I was in junior high school. And there was going to be a star shower, like a meteor shower. And we went out and we lay down on this hillside. Boy, the stars at night are big and bright in the heart of Texas. And we watched, I mean, it's just like a gazillion stars, and you watch them start shooting across the heavens. That's the kind of imagery, I think, that is in these promises. Your descendants are going to be as numerous as the grains of sand on the seashore. Who in the world could possibly count the grains of sand on a seashore? And I've shown this slide before here, but I'm always captivated by it, and I always want to come back to it. When you take the grains of sand on a seashore and magnify them, look what happens. It looks like a bowl of Christmas candy. It looks delicious. It looks like a box of precious gems. And I wonder if that's the way we look to God. If he imagined us that way when he gave this prophecy and these promises to Abraham, that we were going to be as gorgeous and ferocious and powerful as stars, fiery stars in the heavens, like the star that led those magi to the Christ child. You will shine like bright stars in this dark age, Paul wrote. And I wonder if when he looks at us, he doesn't see just a tiny bit of some sort of tan, tiny little grain of rock, but because of his precision and eyesight, he sees us as the beautiful gems and pieces of candy that he has made us. Delicious, beautiful. Hospitality. Re-Edening the earth. Let us respond to the hospitality that God has shown us, welcoming us into his family when we are worn out from the heat of the day, the heat of battle. Our feet get washed, we get nourished at his table, nourished in his word. And he refreshes us so that we can do that for each other and for all whom we meet. Let's prepare our hearts for a brief season of silence.